Puerto Rico has the next Democratic presidential primary on June 1st. It may not be a state, but it has 55 delegates up for grabs. This weekend, the semi-autonomous territory of the United States had visits from New York Senator Hillary Clinton and Illinois Senator Barack Obama. And although the campaign for the Democratic nomination is not over, NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has been thinking about the Clinton campaign's next move.
Around this time, I imagine, a dozen or so members of the campaign staff of Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton are busy drafting her concession speech to be delivered on or about June 3rd, maybe in New Hampshire, where her bid for the presidential nomination first caught fire. Let me try my hand at a concession speech. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much, thank you. My thanks to my supporters, and especially to the volunteers who made all those phone calls and knocked on all those doors, and to the members of my family, Chelsea, my stalwart supporter, and Bill, who supported me in his own manner. Let me first congratulate Senator Obama. We had our difficult moments, but they're behind us now. And I ask all my supporters to support Senator Obama, yes. The crucial thing is to elect a Democrat and sweep out the dregs of the Bush administration. As for me, I have no regrets. This campaign offered the opportunity to make history in one of two ways, the first woman president or the first black president. Well, the way it turned out, this will not be the year for the woman. The woman president is yet to come. But I have no doubt that day will come, and that my campaign has helped to bring that day closer. So, as Argentina's Evita Perón might have said, don't cry for me. This has been a wonderful and ennobling experience, and it has taught me a lot. American men will have to get over their reluctance to take a woman candidate seriously until she sheds a tear. We are not going away, and you will learn that I won't be the last woman to stake a claim on the highest office in the land. And this woman, and I think most women, are not ready to settle for number two on the ticket. We want it all. Good night, and God bless you. As I said, my idea of a concession speech. This is Daniel Shore.